Campaign season is in full swing here in Arizona. The state is now considered a battleground for the presidential election and other down-ballot races, and candidates are paying attention, and in some cases, paying big bucks for your airtime. To get a sense of what we can expect from this cycle's political ads heading into 2020, we turn now to Steve Passwaiter, the vice president and general manager for Kantar Media, a firm that tracks multimedia advertising. So, good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
Okay, so the last time you joined us on the show, your firm had found Phoenix residents were hit with the greatest number of ads from September to October 2018, which I remember very clearly. So tell us where we are now. Do you think this is something we're going to continue to see, or will that trend will continue going into 2020?
It's hard to see that it wouldn't, given the state's emergence as a battleground. I don't think there's any question about that, and add that you've got another Senate seat in play in 2020. It really does line up as a busy year in Arizona.
So last time we talked to you, this was kind of in the midst of that Senate race between Martha McSally and Kyrsten Sinema, where we really saw a lot of TV ad buys. Is that kind of what sparked this? Is that where the shift began? Are we seeing something new this time?
I think this is a continuation of what you saw last year, and the sort of conversion of Arizona into a state that had been solidly red into something that's maybe a little bit more maroon or purple this time around. And certainly the 2016 presidential race was a good example of that. It took a long time to bring Arizona in for Trump, but he won it rather narrowly. And I think that was sort of the sign that maybe things were starting to change.
So what candidates are spending in Arizona this time around? I know we've heard a lot about Michael Bloomberg.
Well, the Bloomberg buy is less than a week old, and he bought nearly $40 million worth of television advertising, both at the local and network level in various states around the country. So at the moment, he's the only active candidate that you've got going on Arizona airwaves. I know there's been some sightings of Steyer ads on other platforms, but Bloomberg has been it. The rest of the action in Arizona has been more geared to the Senate race next year.
And it sounds like we will see more and more from other candidates as we continue here. But I want to ask, Steve, can these kind of ad buys really tip the scales in elections? Like we've heard from some political analysts in Arizona around this Michael Bloomberg buy, and they say, you know, it might not really pay off for him because TV can only get you so far. What have you seen in past races?
Well, I think Michael Bloomberg, who is somebody, again, who has nearly universal name recognition through all the things that he's done during his life, this is an introductory campaign. He's now trying to say to you, look, I've built a great business. I've been successful as the mayor of New York City. And now this is my vision for how we shape America should you decide to put me in the Oval Office. So these kind of introductory campaigns are often essential in a campaign. It helps position him for what's going to come when Arizona voters go out and vote in the presidential primary next year. I don't believe he'd be spending all this money if he didn't think he was getting something from it.
Right. Okay, so how does Arizona compare to other battleground states in this regard? Are we seeing, you know, a lot more money in states that are more used to this kind of attention, I guess, bigger states?
That's a really good way to frame it. I think that's exactly right. You're getting the first look at what it's like to be a battleground state. And there certainly is, and it sort of appears to be, a bit of a realignment in the battleground states around the country. And, you know, for a while there, we kind of had a set group of states that were in that group, and there wasn't much movement. This cycle, it seems to me, we've got some longtime battleground states, maybe even like your neighbor in Nevada, that are sort of moving out of that category, and other states like Arizona are moving in, along with, you know, the Pennsylvanias and the Michigans and the Wisconsins of the world.
Yeah. All right. So before I let you go, Steve, I just have a final question about the content of these ads, right? Like, how have you seen it shift over the years? What can we expect? Is it going to be a lot of, you know, anti this candidate and not positive messaging as we go forward here?
I think you're definitely going to see more of that. One great example would be what happened with your Senate seat last year, where the Republicans felt that they didn't get in early enough to define Senator Sinema in the way that they thought she should be defined. And they vowed not to make that mistake this time around where Mark Kelly is concerned. That would certainly seem to call for a fair amount of advertising to help people, or help the other party here reposition Kelly from the way that he would prefer to be positioned in the eyes of voters. Given that, does that spell expensive? Yeah, I think it does, in a big way.
All right, that is Steve Passwaiter, Vice President and General Manager for Kantar Media, CMAG. Steve, thanks so much for coming on the show.
My pleasure. Thank you for the invitation and happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving to you too.